Today's revelation is taken from the Triumphs of Sobek, the final chapter, the burning of the world.
Now the old prince of Sobek, fearing ruin, returned to the temple beneath the swamp to make offerings before the ancient skull, that he might learn from its thoughts. But his servant and heir, thrice reviled Snab, lay in the wallow before the altar with anger in his heart.
And future, guide your world through this time of tumult. Accept this offering, restore the balance.
Praying alone, my prince.
Who's there?
Your prized student. To arms, my prince.
My guards are within call, Snap.
So is my army.
That rabble of thin-blooded swamp dwellers.
The temple is surrounded. Have you even read our demands?
The culture of Sobek reaches back 10,000 years, Snab. I taught you the procession of time and law. I named you my heir.
Too well you taught me. You princes bathe in the world's corruption. I will not. Stand down now. Or 100 pyres in 100 cities shall burn our demented world clean. Hand over the skull!
Never!
I am heir to the world. I am the new order!
You are disinherited.
I stand before the skull and invoke the rules of war.
So be it, Snab the Reckless. Name your champion.
My army is my champion.
I shall match you. The Skull of Sobek shall remember this day.
The Skull of Sobek shall remember this day. Here endeth the lesson.
Doctor Who, starring Paul McGann and Sheridan Smith. The Skull of Sobek by Mark Platt.
Brethren and sistren, the gates are barred. We are alone. Let us pray for deliverance for our beleaguered sanctuary.
Protect us from the fire that consumes Sobek.
Light and darkness burning in one.
Lead us not into perfection. For never and ever.
Daniel, you there?
About time, brother Tangent.
I couldn't get away till they started devotion, so I've got an hour.
Get on with it, then. The clients are getting edgy.
I'm the one on the inside, okay? The one who had his head shaved? I wasn't cut out to be monastic. I like my sins too much.
You're not stuck out here with several hundred poxy refugees and their camels.
More of them?
Pouring out of the dunes like there's no tomorrow. No sign of a sign yet.
Hasn't been a vision for days. They may want their credits back. Right. This is it. The new hall. Forbidden territory.
Just don't disappoint the clients.
Once the abbot barred the sanctuary gates, I knew there was something to hide. It's Sobek all over. In the sermons, and the readings, like they're preparing the brethren. The hall must be the heart of it.
Record what you can.
There, we're in. Are you getting this?
Can't see a thing.
Hang on. Water right up to the steps.
Careful, Tangent.
Okay. It's okay. There's no one about.
What's that?
There's something in here. In the water. What the...
Hell in heaven!
What is it? Tangent, get out! Get out of the fire!
It's okay. I'm okay. Did you get that?
First vision for days. Just be careful.
I'm okay. Except...
What is it? Show me.
They're here. They're here!
Desert, Lucy. It's what Indigo 3 is famous for.
Oh, even the sun's blue-ish.
Except that's one of the moons.
Still blue, though.
Soothing, isn't it? Azure turning to lavender, drifting into sapphire.
I bet the locals have 95 different words for the colour blue.
Good guess, but actually it's 83.
At the last count.
Which is interesting because every 83 years, a torrential storm floods the Blue Desert. And a few days after that, the whole region is carpeted with flowers. People come from light years around to see it.
What colour flowers? No, let me guess. Blue.
Cherry red.
liar.
All right, then. Ultramarine.
Oh, yeah, makes all the difference. So is that why we landed on the roof? To see the storm?
No, just the view. And what a view. All those dunes like a slow blue sea.
Looks funny to me.
Yes.
Not quite, you know, real. I don't know, I mean...
Go on.
I've got it.
Yeah.
They're all the same. All the dunes, look, right out. But they can't be.
They are.
But things don't do that. Not all the same shape. It's like cut and paste.
There are places where the universe comes close to perfection.
Yeah, but nothing's that symmetrical. You don't have to do my eyebrows. It's a fake, it must be.
No, it's real. That's what worried the people who built this place. Too much perfection is dangerous. Everything stops. So this is the sanctuary of imperfect symmetry. A place of pilgrimage. Devotion and deliberate disparity.
Weird.
And it makes the sanctuary 100 times more isolated. Walk out into those identical dunes and you'll never find your way back.
You reckon?
That's why hardly anyone comes here. Except in the storm season.
Better look down here then.
What? Careful, don't lean too far.
See? Big encampment right up to the walls. Like Glastonbury Festival, but bluer. What, are they pilgrims? Hiya!
Probably nomads, be careful.
Now they're waving back. Hey!
Get down!
They shot at us. What's that all about?
Keep low.
I was only waving.
There's a door over there. Let's get down into the sanctuary.
Oh, who says they'll be friendlier down there?
Of course they will. I told you, it's a sanctuary. That's what sanctuaries do. Ah, hello.
Oh, brother. Oh, brother.
The sanctuary is closed.
Closed? Well, surely not. We've come such a long way.
Even he's blue.
How did you get up here? Where's your ladder?
No ladder. We just dropped in. That's our luggage over there, the blue box. Now, you must be Brother Proximus.
Nice, helpful name badge. Hi, I'm Lucy Miller, and this is the Doctor.
You are not welcome. How many more of you?
Just us. I trust you're not going to throw us out or off the roof.
It's not safe down there. They were shooting at us.
Abbot Absolute ordered the gates to be locked.
Understandably, that's why we're here.
What?
Your sanctuary is under siege, and we came to help.
Careful, careful, Chalice. You're blistering his skin.
It's not embroidery. Or would you rather I use needle and thread?
Absurd idea.
Absolute, your guests are a danger to the sanctuary. Make them go.
They're refugees. We promised them protection.
Not when they kill. It's a murder we're covering up here.
Shh, quiet.
We can't keep it a secret. The Order will soon pick it up. Then the crowd outside.
Brother Tangent died peacefully in his sleep. No one will know.
If I put all his parts back in the right order. And barring the gates doesn't help either. There. That'll have to do.
It's the visions that brought the crowds.
It's all linked. Sister Levitica counted 5 more air coaches of pilgrims arriving today.
Stop worrying. It'll soon fall off the top of the news.
But what did Brother Tangent find out? And whom did he tell?
We're a humble community, Chalice, devoted to unworldly contemplation. No one knows anything. They must never know.
There are catering wagons, too. The crowds are settling in for the duration.
Suppose we declare ourselves contagious.
Quarantine? Do you want even more attention?
Father Abbott?
Proximus, I said our vigil was not to be disturbed.
Forgive me, Father, but we have intruders.
Good evening.
Hiya!
Oh, great heavens, who let these in? I'm so sorry, sir, miss. The sanctuary is closed for renovation.
And reflection. They could be media.
And reflection. Brother Proximus will show you out. Thank you.
This way, please.
Did I hear you mention contagion? Perhaps I can be of assistance.
Get them out.
I'm a doctor, by the way. And this is Lucy Miller, my disciple.
Funny.
Will you please leave?
We'd rather not. The congregation outside are in an ugly mood.
Trigger happy clappy.
And your sanctuary is renowned as a place of pilgrimage for the sick, infirm, and troubled.
Could have fooled me.
Out. Now.
It wouldn't look good, would it? The media finding out your place is rife with infection?
The media?
I told you we want to help. Is this poor departed soul the first victim? Anyone else with symptoms?
Chalice?
Let him look at Brother Tangent.
Thank you.
Oh, yuck. There's blood all over the floor.
Yes, indeed. Recently spilled. Multiple abrasions and contusions. And the thinnest line of scar tissue around the abdomen. Very jagged.
I'm not looking.
Almost as if he was torn in half and someone spliced him back together again. Ah, not torn. Bitten in half. These are teeth marks. Not very well concealed. Large, predatory, possibly reptilian. Any crocodiles round here?
Crocodiles? In the desert?
Notoriously contagious crocodiles.
This is preposterous. Suppose these two are the killers.
Now you're being silly.
Am I indeed?
Father Abbott, I think a period of reflection is called for. Guest room 3 is available. I'm sure you will find it comfortable and quite secure, Doctor.
A very kind.
Proximus, guest room 3. And lock them in.
Good old-fashioned mortis. Should be a doddle to open. Maybe we should just sit tight.
Call this a guest room? There's not even a kettle.
I've known worse. They're going to great lengths to cover it all up.
Murders are embarrassing.
Good view of the cloisters down there. Monks and nuns about their devotional business. You never think they were under siege.
Doctor, am I getting all used to it?
What? The blue?
Dead people. Because I don't want to do that. Ever.
It's upset you. Brother Tangent.
Yeah, it has. Didn't even know him. Poor bloke.
I wonder who he upset.
Well, this might help. It's his mobile.
Lucy.
Well, I couldn't help it. It fell out of his pocket.
Right into your hand. Really, Lucy, you're developing some appalling habits.
Yeah, not as appalling as his habit. It was soaked through with water and blood and I don't know what. Ugh.
Well, it's lucky this is waterproof. Interesting design. Vid phone, address book, camcorder. Last recording, 8 hours, 42 minutes ago, Standard East Arm Time. Let's see. Flames.
Someone having a barbie?
What is it? Dad, get out! Get out of the fire!
Who's that? In the flames? Doctor? What's happening? Who are you?
Lucy?
Did you see?
The fire.
If that's 3D telly, whew, you can keep it. Flipping heck, I thought they were coming after me.
Who?
The two of them, didn't you see? Big, tall things with pointy helmets and tails and curved swords. Fighting in the flames. All around us. They weren't from round here. They weren't blue. What? What? Don't look at me like that.
There were flames on the VidCom screen. Possibly the last thing Tangent saw.
Before he died? Give it here. Come on, give me it.
It may not be safe, not if it puts the Lucy in hallucinate. You're a lot more sensitive than you let on, aren't you?
No.
What sort of creatures did you see?
Never mind.
Only there are documents on here, too. A lot of material about the dead planet of Sobek.
So who?
Sobek. An old imperial world ruled by a race of crocodilians.
Crocodile?
I told you, notoriously contagious crocodiles.
Maybe they weren't in helmets.
There's a message left on here, too.
Tangent, it's Sister Thrift. Why don't you pick up?
She looks scared.
Never mind what Mr. Danahill says. Don't go on your own. They're definitely here.
They? Who are they?
Meet me at the new hall before evening prayers. Just don't go on your own.
What are you doing?
Returning a call. Trouble is, it's so far past Vespers, it's almost matins. Come on, sister. And now the line's dead.
Come on, shift yourself.
What?
How good are you at knots? Come on, let me get the sheets off the bed.
Uh-huh.
No point sitting here, and a locked door's about as tough as a jelly umbrella if they leave the window open.
Forgive me, Sister Chalice. I've tipped the scales too far from the balance. Hear my confession, sister. Through our disciplines, we offer refuge for those in need. But I accepted gifts when I should have given freely. I thought to bring light and life to those who live in dread. But I have brought darkness and death into our sanctuary. Night gathers in my thoughts. Chalice, how can I atone? Chalice, is that you? Have you been gutting fish? You!
Who is the stranger? Who is he?
The doctor?
The final battle approaches. Bring him to us. Would you betray us, Abbot?
No, I swear it. Prince, I swear.
Blood feeds on blood. Bring the doctor. The skull chooses him. The time approaches, my brothers. No more hiding in this shell of silence. When we break out at last, revenge will taste good. And the thrice-cursed usurper. Let General Snap find his own champion. My friends. My chosen one is all but armed and anointed for battle. Sobek's revenge will be satisfied at last.
The time is approaching, sisters and brothers. The scales are tilting.
Find the secrets. We've all seen the visions.
The flames of perfection. To burn the sanctuary's rotting heart clean.
The people outside, they're calling for salvation.
They'll tear us to bits. Why does no one answer?
Bring them salvation. Bring them salvation. Bring them salvation. Bring them salvation.
No one about.
Do you hear them? Thoughts and secrets rattling round the walls.
Just the thunder. It's so muggy, like that storm's coming.
That's not due for 20 years yet. Now, what we want is the new hall.
Wherever that is.
This way. Or the other. Don't want to barge in on morning prayers.
Call that prayers? Sounds like trouble with the plumbing. We could just go.
We could indeed, but things never work out the way you want, do they? Nothing balances exactly.
That noise, sets my teeth on edge.
And if it was perfect, absolutely perfect, wouldn't that be boring? That's why one sock always goes missing and mirrors distort. And laughter doesn't rhyme with slaughter. All those annoying little imbalances that make life interesting.
And people get murdered.
Wait. Oh. This must be it. The new hall.
It says healing pool, Sherlock.
Healing pool housed in the new hall. Built with donations from an anonymous benefactor.
No sign of Sister Thrift.
He didn't expect her to wait. These locks have been broken.
Please form an orderly queue to take the waters.
And Brother Tangent's clothes were soaking wet.
Oh. Is this where he, you know...
Got bitten in half? Very probably.
I'll see you in the gift shop.
Lucy, just a quick look.
Yes, Doctor.
That's my brave Lucy.
It's flooded. No one here. Let's go.
Water, water everywhere.
Don't paddle. You'll ruin your shoes.
Look at this display.
What? Oh, yuck. Creepy looking things.
Hand weapons. Both maces. Not part of the culture of Indigo 3. Relics from Sobek, I suspect. See the heads? Like mini crocodiles with snapping jaws and teeth.
All right, all right. No need to keep on.
I was only saying.
Picking crocodiles, all right? The one thing that really winds me up.
More than me.
Ever since I was little, right? Ever since I first saw picking Peter Pan. Whenever I got worried, maths test or school report, I always dreamt of crocodiles. Climbing out of cupboards, waiting under the bed.
Tick tock. Just anxiety dreams.
It's the way they walk, and those teeth on the outside, and those golden slitty eyes watching me saying, "We know where you live." And if I go to the zoo, what's the first thing I go to see? You know they can jump too, and they're bleeding everywhere here, and these ones are up on their hind legs. Oh, what's that?
There's something floating out there.
Doctor, be careful.
It's another body.
Oh no.
One of the sisters. Probably Thrift. I'm bringing her in.
There's something else. Under the water, it's big.
Could you?
It's moving. Behind you, get out! Doctor!
Doctor! Who's there? Who wants me?
See them? The flames again.
The burning city.
Doctor, come down to us.
Who is it?
Come down to our world.
Who are you?
How dare you?
Hey?
The hall is forbidden. You're trespassing.
Lucy, are you all right?
It's gone. The thing in the water.
And the vision's gone too.
Yeah.
Come out of the pool.
Sister Chalice, we're sorry, but there's another dead person in the water.
What dead person? Oh, Sister Thrift.
And that's not all, is it?
Lucy.
There's something else there too, in the water.
Outside, now.
Try and stop me.
Sister Radiance, fetch the abbot. Brothers Benedict and Alaric. Our poor Sister Thrift is inside the hall. Please bring her out, with reverence.
Sister Chalice, does the sanctuary have a history of visions?
What sort of question is that? You know full well why the place is under siege.
Please remind me.
You've seen the flames in the sky. Prophecies of war and apocalypse.
And all those people outside think they'll be safe in here.
They'll tear down the walls to get in.
Ironic that, considering that this is where the visions are coming from.
Not so loud.
Who are you hiding? I heard them calling. Aren't they putting you all in danger?
Would you help us, Doctor?
If you tell me everything, then Lucy and I will do what we can.
Look out, here comes trouble.
Hurry up, Proximus. Sister Chalice, what's happening? What are these two doing here?
Father Abbot, there's been another death in the pool.
Another?
Sister Thrift.
Oh, we are weighed and found wanting. And were these two snoopers involved?
The doctor wants to help.
If I can.
And I want him to stay.
Well, that settles it. Put them out of the sanctuary now.
Scared we've seen too much.
Brother Proximus, put them out.
Father, we cannot open the gate.
Then throw them from the window over there.
At once, Father.
Out there? With a load of blue bandits?
The real trouble's not out there. It's in here with you, Father Absolute. Who are you hiding?
Oh, this way, sir.
No need to push.
You're better off outside, Doctor. Believe me.
Have you told the rest of your order who it is who's killing them? Sister Chalice, you tell them.
Doctor, let him go.
The girl too, once you've defenestrated the doctor.
Oh no, you lay one finger on me, sunshine.
Oh, pernicious child.
Sister Chalice, who do you give sanctuary to?
I never refuse a deserving case.
Right, put me on the books.
Lucy, no.
Chalice, don't listen.
Sign me up, go on.
Chalice.
You may throw out any brother, Absolute, but the soul of any sister is my concern. Novice Sister Lucy stays.
Lucy!
Doctor!
We shall rue this day.
You rotten git!
Quiet, sister. The fall will not be fatal.
He was trying to help you, and you chucked him out of the window!
Quiet. Rejoice in your new humbler existence. These trappings of decadence, clothes, jewelry, will have to go, of course, once Sister Apocrypha has shaved your head.
My hair? No one's touching my hair, all right?
No, Sister Lucy. You have a lot to learn.
Lucy! Sorry!
Hey!
That's all right. No bones broken, I think. I should say thank you. Your tent broke my fall.
And your fall broke my tent.
That looks all right to me. There. See? No real damage. Oh. How can I make it up to you?
Tell me how to get in. Everyone they want to get in hide from the sky fire.
And I'm sorry, I only know how to get out first. Does your camel have to stare at me like that?
Very nice camel. You want to buy? Nice shade of dune blue.
Not today, thank you. I think he's got the hump anyway.
Hey, hey, I've got plenty of drink. Good drink. Camel milk.
Goodbye. Now then.
Hello.
Mr. Danahill? Is that you?
Right behind you. How did you get Tangent's phone?
Oh, hello. I'm the doctor. I'm afraid Brother Tangent is no longer alive. I'm sorry.
Little klutz. Who killed him? Was it the monks?
Probably not.
Did you know him?
No, I only retrieved his vidcom.
Before you jumped out the window.
Oh, you saw. Anyway, I didn't jump. I was thrown.
Really? So who are you working for? Media? Galactic Fed?
All my investigations are purely personal.
Mercenary private air?
More of a general busybody. What about you?
You've heard of Sobek?
Vaguely. An autocratic jungle world laid waste by a great war.
Revolution. That's what they called it.
They always do.
Sobek was a world founded on centuries of slavery until the oppressed overthrew the tyrannical monarchy. But a few royals escaped the blood purge.
And now you're hunting them down and mopping them up. For a fee, no doubt.
I do want a cozy retirement. The last fugitives off Sobek stole its holiest treasure, the Great Skull.
The Skull of Sobek? What's that, some sort of religious relic?
No, much more than that. It's a repository of all Sobek's memory and history.
Really? That's an awful lot of information to cram into one little skull. What does it look like?
They say I'll know it when I see it.
Intriguing. I suppose it could use some sort of fancy molecular data encryption, but if it's a real skull... What about your employer? Is he a revolutionary or an archaeologist?
General Snab wants revenge for the death of his world, Doctor. He spent 100 years scouring the East Arm Sector for the skull. And all the leads point to this place. We'll find it, if we have to tear the sanctuary apart stone by stone.
The doctor's out of your reach, Prince. He's gone.
You disobeyed my orders, Father Hammett.
I gave you sanctuary, but I am never your servant.
We are all servants. The skull demands an ending. One last battle. The doctor was chosen. He was my champion.
There'll be no fighting in this sanctuary.
The skull will not be denied.
My hand. You bit off my hand. The hand I give blessings with.
Consider it a blessing I left you with your life. My enemy is approaching, and I must meet his champion with my own. Where shall I now find another?
Name?
Lucy Miller. And I'm not cutting my hair, whatever Sister Sledge says.
Sister Chalice. And that's for her to decide. World of origin.
Don't you care what's going on here? The doctor was trying to help, and you chucked him out of the window.
It's not a long drop.
It's long enough. What's going on in here? What's the abbot hiding?
It's not for us to question.
Blind faith. Brilliant. Listen, Proximus. You're all being killed off, one by one. And whatever's doing it is in that hall.
Are you sure a life of devotion is really your calling?
If someone doesn't get some answers soon, we'll all land up on the slab in bits.
Ah, here's Sister Apocrypha to do your hair.
No. It's Shane at Ringlets or nothing for me. See ya.
Sister Lucy, come back.
Mr. Danahill, are you sure the skull is in the sanctuary?
Have you seen the visions?
Oh, yes, flames, fighting.
I ran a scan. There's massive cerebral activity emanating from a source inside the walls.
Visions leaking from the skull like old memories. What a nasty warped mind it must have had if its thoughts still linger. Why would anyone want it back?
I think it wants them.
If it doesn't house a brain, it's just a skull. Unless it's a bone brain. Look, I have a friend inside. I'm worried about her. She doesn't like crocodiles.
I'll soon have help here.
Not soon enough for me. I have to get in.
Doctor, do you believe in freedom?
That's what I've always fought for.
Then you'll help us.
Us being General Snab, I presume, who was once the oppressed? It depends.
Help us end an age-long dispute.
And
rescue your friend,
Lucy,
who is in much danger from crocodiles.
Yes. All right. If it saves Lucy, whatever it takes, I'll do it.
Thank you, Doctor. You're on the team.
Suddenly I feel very uneasy. And we still have to get inside.
That's easily solved. What did I tell you? A rope.
Friends in high places, Mr. Danahill.
Up you go, Doctor.
What about you?
My job's done. Go on. Catch you later.
Right.
Danahill to General Snab. Game ready. It's your move.
Father, absolutely. What happened?
A disagreement with our guests. Perhaps you could look after it for me.
Oh,
such monsters. We must get help for you.
No, no time for that. Put it back later. I've stemmed the bleeding. I'll summon the brethren.
In your condition?
Chalice, our guests have enemies.
And they're coming here. I thought as much.
Always one step ahead, aren't you? How do you do that?
It's a vocation.
Oh, it seems there's a showdown in the offing, and we must seek to restore the balance.
Oh, you're an old fool, Absolute. We need only stand back and let the fight run its course. I've already taken measures. With luck, each side will wipe out the other.
What measures? What are you up to? You'll get us all killed.
Sister Chalice, the young novice.
Sister Lucy? What about her?
She's gone. She ran off when we tried to shave her head.
Yeah, you see? Not so in control, are you? We have both strayed, and now our sanctuary will pay the price.
Anyone there? Anyone?
Sister Lucy.
It's all right, I'm just leaving.
No, come down, Lucy.
What big teeth you have. You won't eat me or anything.
Come down to us.
What's happening? Where am I?
Lucy Miller, this is the world as it was.
Forgive me, Father Absolute. I have tipped the scales too far. Hear my confession. Against your orders, I brought the doctor back amongst us. He's here now, somewhere. I prayed he was a hope. Was I wrong? I thought the coming battle should be played out. How else can we be rid of this torment?
How indeed?
Doctor!
Thank you for the ladder, Sister Chalice. Now I have to find the skull. It has unfinished business to complete.
The skull?
The skull of Sobek, the corrupt remnant of that lost world.
Well, that's just a legend, surely. A metaphysical icon.
No, it's not. The people you're sheltering brought it into the sanctuary. It's using all of us. It's where the visions come from. We have to find it before even greater danger arrives. What's that?
The abbot calling the brethren to prayer.
Where's Lucy? Is she safe?
No, Doctor, she's banished. We're searching, but I fear greatly for her life.
Our world was rich. Sobek wanted for nothing.
Is this what you call paradise? It'll suit me any time.
There was wealth and abundance. Flesh and fruits and servants. Trade with a sky full of worlds.
I like it. All wild and savage and dark.
Wines and bloods of 100 tastes. Gilded palaces that rise above the deep, rich waters.
Tick, tock, tick. Tuck, tick,
and those
tuck,
who would snatch it from
tuck,
us.
Tick, tuck.
That was my crown. My world. Bring it back.
It is lost. I am old and my bones ache with anger.
I should have found a better pupil than Snap. Where is he? It's not ended. I'll habit him again. Where is he? My enemy.
Snap is coming. Prepare for the final battle.
My friends. My friends. The skull has chosen a champion. We are one, and we shall avenge our stolen world.
Fellow brethren and sistren, I've summoned you to tell of a great darkness that has fallen upon our sanctuary. Our custom is to give refuge to unfortunate souls, but that charity has been abused. Two of our number have died, and I myself bear the scar. My friends, the balance must be restored. Please, join me in prayer.
Abbot, you can't save the sanctuary with a prayer meeting.
Doctor, I had you expelled.
You chucked out the wrong person. Tell the brethren and sistren who you're sheltering in the healing pool. Tell them about the skull.
Chalice, are you behind this nonsense?
The skull of Sobek. The doctor says it's here, in the sanctuary.
Here? The skull of Sobek? You think we wouldn't notice?
Ask your so-called guests. It's where all the visions are coming from.
Visions? There are no visions.
Look out!
Doctor.
Who's there?
This is your cause, my champion.
Me? A champion? I'm not anybody's champion.
You swore allegiance before the skull.
Yes, yes. All right, if it saves Lucy, whatever it takes, I'll do it.
The skull remembers.
False pretenses.
It recalls the end of Sobek. The long dynasty of princelings come to ash. An end to ages of cruelty and slavery, when the princes feasted on the flesh and fruit of excess and corruption. And I, General Snab, threw them down.
How long before the revolutionaries become the new princes?
We have no world.
Whose fault is that?
But the hunt goes on.
Whose revenge? Yours or the skull's? I won't be part of it.
The skull has chosen.
The skull needs its head looking at.
You are my champion. We are one.
I'm no champion.
Doctor.
You all saw the flames, didn't you?
Doctor, I think
I have to find the skull, Chalice. The prince must be holding it. But where? Anyone could hide a skull. There must be 1,000 places.
Enough! Today's revelation, Doctor, is from the Triumphs of Sobek, Chapter 9. And from the waters rose the great skull of Sobek the god, and its thoughts were amongst them.
Venomous, controlling thoughts.
And the skull was 300 cubits long and 30 cubits high. You think we might notice something as big as that?
That is definitely big. What a monster. Not easy to hide.
Come along, Doctor. We must find Sister Lucy.
The pool. That's where she'll have gone, the healing pool. All was first to see the crocodiles, that's Lucy. The old pool in the new hall.
What?
Of course the skull is here. Abbot, who was the benefactor who paid for the new hall?
Well, that's a private matter. He's anonymous.
Oh, trust you to be honourable.
Chalice, no.
It was the old Prince of Sobek in return for our protection.
I knew it! The ancient skull is right here under your sanctimonious noses. 300 cubits by 30. It's the frame of the new hall's structure.
What's that?
Space shuttles. The whole squadron. Mr. Danahill's called in the troops. Get down!
The gates!
The sanctuary!
Sanctuary? That's the last thing it is.
Clutch Company, spread out! All civilians to be confined.
Lord General Snab, the complex is secure, sir.
You've done well, Mr. Danahill. Where is my champion?
He'll be here, sir, any moment now.
And where is my enemy? Is he too old and decrepit to face me?
This is a violation. The sanctuary is a place of peace.
Who is this?
Abbot, watch out for his tail.
Leave us alone.
Father Abbot, here. Take my arm.
General Snab, you're not wanted here.
That one, sir. Him. There. He's your champion.
Spirited fellow.
Your time is past, General, and I am not your champion.
You were chosen. We are one. You must meet my enemy's champion in mortal combat.
I won't fight anyone.
Sir, it's your enemy.
The time has come at last. Snab. Lord General to you, Prince of Renegades. So it's Lord now, is it? Burner of the world. I brought a gift. A token of old esteems. My most excellent envoy. Stand forward, Mr. Danahill.
My Lord Prince, I am honored.
Danahill, be careful.
Then I accept your token. A prelude to dinner.
Look out! Look out!
An excellent morsel. Mature, quite ripe, with a hint of hog marrow and swamp wine.
I thought you'd like him.
Monsters, be gone!
Leave us now. This is a place of peace.
Silence! You took my champion, Snab. The skull chooses. You soon found another.
General Snab, forget the fight. The skull is here. The hall is built over it. Take it and leave these people in peace.
You will win it for me. You are I, and I am you. Prepare for combat.
I won't be part of some old croc's race.
Temperamental, isn't he?
Prince, your champion, whoever and wherever he is, call him off.
General!
Ha-ha! Too late, Doctor! My champion arrives.
Lucy!
I am armed and ready. Who do I face?
Lucy, no, that's not right. What happened to her?
I am she, and she is I.
No, she is not. Lucy, it's me!
You're all words and no bite. Stand forward and meet the jaws of my mate.
I won't fight you, Lucy.
She knows you better than anyone. The skull shows well.
Here is your chosen weapon, my lord.
Take it away. I won't fight.
Do not fail me, my champion. The vengeance of a billion lives is at stake.
Chalice, what's happening? Should we not do something?
I told you. Let the battle play out, and we'll be rid of them for good.
Time turns back. The skull recalls how this began.
Oh, great skull, keeper of our past and future, guide your world through this time of tumult. Accept this offering.
Lucy, listen to me.
Who's there? Is that you, Snab's champion?
I'm not a champion. I'm the Doctor, your friend.
You and your thin-blooded swamp dwellers.
No, no, think for yourself. You're not the prince or his champion. This is all a vision generated by the skull.
My guards are within call.
Lucy, what about your home? Your family and fish and chips. Blackpool Tower, the log flume on a Saturday night.
The culture of Sobek reaches back 10,000 years. I taught you the procession of time and law. I named you my heir. And who in Sobek's name is Lucy?
Put you. Here you go. Father Abbott, Sister Chalice, are you there?
Doctor, is that you? Are you all right?
Am I all right? Lucy's possessed by an aging crocodile armed with a lethal mace, smashing her way out of a hypothetical cupboard in a vision of the ancient world of Sobek in order to kill me. Well, otherwise...
What can we do?
Save yourselves! And the only way to do that is to destroy the skull.
We cannot engage in violence.
You're not heir to the world.
Abbott, the power of prayer, its resonance...
You're disinherited!
Chalice, Absolute, you must work together now!
You can't hide from me, you spineless fish! The skull of Sobek remembers this day!
The resonance of prayer, what's he mean?
Gather the brethren to the new hall. Quickly! We'll soon put some cracks in their armor.
Brethren, this way!
Coward! Stand forward and face me!
More flesh wine, my prince!
That's good. It's an age since I tasted full-bodied blood.
The last vintage of the battle for Sobek. You look old, father.
So do you, my son.
It's the hate that keeps me alive. For the world you destroyed.
Likewise. If I chew on the occasional stringy monk, I want nothing else for a year. But I've still the appetite for vengeance.
Where are you?
Don't think much of your champion. In my day, we had real warriors. The skull cooked you a raw deal there.
Intellect rather than brawn, you'll see. I think he's laying a trap. He'll make a move soon.
This can't go on, you know.
What are you doing under the table, you coward?
Sorry, staying out of reach.
Get on with our fight.
This isn't a pit stop to change a wheel. Don't you see how the skull is using you?
It's a god. Gods are like that.
It has unfinished business. So get on with our battle.
What's the point? You've strung a net of blood and hatred out across the stars. But the skull won't care who wins. All it wants is a result. But it's not getting one from me.
There you are, you cringing duck.
Skull of Sobek, I concede the fight to Lucy. She wins, and I want her released.
A good try, Doctor.
The skull only takes death for an answer.
Is death all you live for?
Stop him! My champion!
Face me and fight, you soft-bellied coward!
What is that?
The Brethren are at prayer. This happens all the time in this benighted place. It comforts them, but it sets my tail jangling. It's a trap!
Lucy, you win! I surrender!
My enemy.
Lucy!
No. In 100 battles, no enemy ever ran from me.
There's always a first time.
Coward! Come back! Stand and fight!
Come on, Prince's champion! The new hall! I'll fight you in here!
Doctor!
It's all right, keep chanting.
There's no escape in the water. No way out. What's that noise? Oh, my head.
It's working, keep chanting. Your prayers balance out the dark of the skull's thoughts.
Doctor.
Lucy, come back. Come back to us. Come back to me.
Oh, what's this mace thing for? It's horrible.
It's all right.
What happened? I think I'm going to faint.
Hush. Let the chanting clear your mind. Just don't forget who you are, all right?
It's not working.
Too much imbalance. Try again.
Keep trying, brethren.
What is it?
Oh, it's the skull. I was a fool to come here. It's trying to burrow into my mind. Can you hear them, the thoughts and memories? Take it up. Up a tone. The resonance of the hall.
Up a tone.
Keep going! Pitch perfect!
Is it over? Which is the victor? Our champions.
Stay away from her!
Behold, Prince! Your champion has fallen! My champion has won!
No, no one wins! You both lose!
Impossible!
Two old relics who can't even remember why they're fighting.
The skull remembers.
The skull wants an ending.
We all want an ending.
A proper ending, with no more champions. Isn't that better than this eternal war?
No champions. Ha! Then the battle returns to us.
Where it belongs.
So we begin again, do we? In the name of Sobek, the world you destroyed. It was already dead by your hand. Let us finish this once and forever, before the Skull, Prince of Carrion.
Agreed, Lord of Traitors, before the Skull.
Death and victory, Father.
Victory and death, my son.
Doctor, look at the ceiling.
The Skull.
It's breaking up.
Out.
Out, all of you, get out.
Power.
What about you, sir?
I've got it, I'll run.
We fight on, Prince.
We fight on.
No. Impossible.
But I want to go.
No.
I'm not staying here with the rest of you blue baldies.
You are an initiate to the Order.
Flippin' heck. Doctor!
Lucy, there you are. Glad to see you feeling better.
I'm not. She won't let me go. Do something.
The Order rejoices in embracing our new sister.
I don't want to be embraced.
Well, if you will go around signing up for things without reading the small print.
Bet you've never read small print in your life. We could just walk.
Better to end this diplomatically, don't you think? For once.
Lucy has suffered monstrous psychological conflict and imbalance.
No, I haven't.
You see? She needs our help. If the healing pool wasn't full of rubble...
Actually, I need her help too.
Yes, he does.
Couldn't you expel her or excommunicate her?
I'll excommunicate myself.
No.
Is there an entrance exam she could fail?
Much too late for that. She remains with us.
Sister Chalice.
Abbot.
If I might suggest a solution...
There is nothing to argue.
It is our job to argue... We provide the asymmetry in a world of regrettable perfection.
Please make your point.
The Doctor here is a disruptive influence.
Agreed.
What? I'm not.
Oh, be quiet, Doctor.
But in a positive way.
Oh, thank you.
Go on.
Now, the purpose of each of your sistren is to provide a balancing counterpart to each of my brethren.
This is true.
The Doctor here needs balance too. And that balance can only be provided by...
Enough, Absolute. I see where this is leading. Lucy?
What?
I release the Doctor into your care. Please try to stabilize him as you travel.
Stabilize?
Oi, put a sock in it. You're under my spiritual guidance from now on. I am so going to enjoy this.
You will, of course, still be answerable to us.
I suppose I should thank you, Abbott, but I fear you've created a monster here.
We are used to dealing with monsters, Doctor. Thank you for all you have done for us.
Tell me, how will you pay for the rebuilding of the sanctuary?
Simple. The last remnants of a lost world are scattered all around us. Every fragment of the ancient skull is priceless and redolent with its memory.
And its bad temper, so be careful.
Of course. But they'll make our fortune once the troopers fly their archaeologists in.
I didn't hear that.
Good.
Can we go, please, before I develop an allergy to the color blue?
Doctor, before you leave, in gratitude, the sanctuary would like to offer our facilities.
Well, I think...
If you wish to clear your conscience, our confessional is always open.
How long have you got?
Thank you, but I really think we'd best be off. Do you know, it's 20 years early, but I'm sure I felt a spot of rain.
Doctor Who, The Skull of Sobek, directed by Barnaby Edwards, Paul McGann starred as the Doctor, with Sheridan Smith as Lucy Miller. Abbott Absolute, Art Manning. Sister Chalice, Barbara Flynn. The Old Prince, Giles Watling. Snab, Sean Biggerstaff. Danahill, Mikey O'Connor. Sister Thrift, Katerina Olsen. Sound design and music by ERS. The audio adventures of Doctor Who are produced by Barnaby Edwards, Sharon Gosling, Nicholas Briggs, and Jason Haig Ellery for Big Finish Productions.
Before a sermon, and then we hush as the sermon is announced. And remember your sweet, nice, non-swearing nuns and brethren. Okay?
Yes.
And...
Today's revelation is taken from the Triumphs of Sobek, the final chapter, the burning of the world.
These are teeth marks. Large, predatory, possibly reptilian. Any crocodiles around here?
Crocodiles?
There's something in here.
Under the water, it's big.
What's that?
Behind you, get out!
Doctor!
Who's there?
The Skull of Sobek shall remember this day.
Beyond the Vortex, Part 4. Rock Around the Croc.
Hello, my name's Nick Briggs, and I'm the executive producer of the Audio Adventures of Doctor Who. When you're commissioning different stories, when you get to know your writers, you get a feel for what you're going to get from them. So, you know, if we decide to commission Mark Platt to do something, normally in the schedule it says, like, something weird.
A bit blue, innit?
It's the blue desert, Lucy. It's what Indigo 3 is famous for.
And we thought, yeah, on another planet, maybe, you know. And then you speak to Mark and say, what have you got? And he says, oh, and he said, crocodiles. We've got to do big monster crocodiles. And Alan Barnes said, that's Doctor Who. Yes, we're doing that.
Sister Lucy.
It's all right, I'm just leaving.
No, come down, Lucy.
What big teeth you have. You won't eat me or anything.
Come down to us.
It initially started off as a sort of strange road movie thing set on futuristic Earth, and which, of course, clashed massively with the TV episode Gridlock. And so we were asked not to do something set in flying cars going around a futuristic city.
But it's worth pointing out at this point that you have to run all your scripts past the BBC in Cardiff to
well,
make sure
indeed,
there's no clash.
Because, you know, the Doctor Who brand is one big thing, and, you know, we have a very close and fruitful relationship with Cardiff, and, you know, discussions go on about stories. So it's all very friendly, and, you know, there are no sort of draconian measures taken.
You bit off my hand!
So we run stuff past them when we've got ideas, and they go, oh, yeah, oh, steer clear from away from that, because just in case. Of course, we do get the funny thing where sometimes we're steering clear of ideas that end up not being in the Doctor Who series, you know. But, you know, that's the way things go. I mean, the you know, production is and scripts and ideas are very fluid, of course, in a creative environment, yes.
Get me back to the point.
Tell them about the skull.
Oh, skull of Sobek.
And from the waters rose the great skull of Sobek the god, and its thoughts were amongst them.
Venomous, controlling thoughts.
And the skull was 300 cubits long and 30 cubits high. You think we might notice something as big as that?
That is definitely big. What a monster.
So Mark altered it and set it on this blue planet and just did this really crazy stuff, really. It feels... I don't know, it's set in this sort of monastery thing. It's got a kind of Alien 3 vibe going on, and the, you know, and then we got the most amazing cast, you know, people playing, and Sean Bickerstaff playing, you know, a crocodile.
And talking like this the whole time.
It's great.
Who is the stranger? Who is he?
The Doctor?
The final battle approaches. Bring him to us.
The thing that Mark Platt is really good at is creating a totally crazy, unrelated to reality world and making it really believable and setting up its own really weird rules. It's a bit like the old writer from the old series of Doctor Who, Robert Holmes, where he'd just make little remarks in the script. The characters make little remarks that would somehow hint at a whole backstory, you know, some war that had taken place or something like that. And you suddenly believe this whole history of... you know, this crocodile struggle between two royal houses, which has been going on, and which is what the story is essentially about.
Page 63, a booming voice from inside the skull. It's just a booming voice.
Right, so it's not meant to be a crocodile.
It is an old, ancient crocodile.
Right, so just three times so big.
Yeah, bigger
each time.
Okay.
So big. So big. Sobek! Where's the toilet?
Next time on Doctor Who.
Oh, look. What? There's the Doctor and Lucy. Blimey, Charlie!
What was that? I don't know. Where's the diamond?
The black diamond?
That's what he said.
I have reason to believe that the diamond is dangerous.
Oh?
What reason? Merely the fact that it's the work of Claudio Tardelli.
Doctor, behind you!
Good grief, the statue, it's moving!
Doctor Who, Grand Theft Cosmos.
We're gonna steal it first.
Beyond the Vortex featured contributions from Nicholas Briggs. It was produced by Martin Montague.